This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a story about a musical instrument that doesn't get a lot of respect. Most people's experience with the auto harp begins and ends with grade school sing-alongs. But you can't play real music on an auto harp. A man named Mike Seeger proved that in the 1950s. He collected the music of Southern auto harp players and released it as an LP. The collection surprised people then and got many other musicians started on the instrument. An expanded version of that LP is now out on CD with more surprises. NPR's Paul Brown reports.
Banjo players get a bum rap. I know. I am one. Our instruments are loud and clangy, and we suffer for it at the hands of our friends. But if you think we have it bad, try being an auto harp player. I've been there, too. The joke goes like this.
Hey, Paul, what's the definition of perfect pitch?
It's throwing an auto harp into a dumpster and hitting a banjo. Okay, I'm sorry, give me a break, but now try to imagine an entire CD of auto harp music. You know what? In the right hands, this instrument is actually pretty good. That's Mike Seeger. Mike's a friend of mine. He's believed in the auto harp for a long time. We've played and recorded music together for years and years. He can tell you how the auto harp works as well as I can, and probably better.
The basic idea is that you have all these different strings, kind of like a piano, but if you have something that you can deaden certain strings and end up with a chord, then you have the auto harp. And then you press the chord bar down, and you get this.
And that's what's auto about the auto harp. You press the C chord bar, you get a C chord. The auto harp was invented in Germany in the mid to late 19th century. It was a time when people were interested in all sorts of gadgets, and a time when they made their own music in their parlors at home. You could play it even if you had almost no talent. That is, if you could somehow keep its 36 strings in tune. Door-to-door salesmen and mail-order catalogs brought it into the southern mountains around 1900. My mom got us one out of the Sears catalog when we were kids. She said it would be easy for all of us to play. Mike Seeger said he got into the auto harp as a kid because his mother played it. She was a composer and teacher, but then he laid it down because it didn't seem that interesting to just strum chords. Until...
About 1956, I heard a country music recording by the Wilburn brothers that used the auto harp. I learned later the auto harp was played by Maybelle Carter of the original Carter family. And she played very simple melody on it, and I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know you could do that. And about the same time, I met Ernest Stoneman, Pop Stoneman, who had been very active in the 20s also, just as Maybelle Carter had been with the Carter family.
All right, this is a number called The Sweet Sunny South.
So in 1957, a young, inquisitive Mike Seeger made this recording of Pop Stoneman at his home in Maryland.
He showed me how to play and told me of Kilby Snow, a great auto harp player, down in his home territory of Southwest Virginia.
Take me home to the place where I first saw the light, to the sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sung me to rest every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Now Mike Seeger felt there might be some sort of undocumented tradition of Southern auto harp playing, if it had gone on long enough to even be called a tradition. He was on the trail from one player to another. He hit the road for the area around Galax, Virginia. He asked around, and he finally found Kilby Snow on a construction job.
He was a very amiable person to talk to, and it wasn't very hard for me to talk him into just taking a little break from laying block. That's what he was doing, laying building block. And he played a tune, and it was remarkable. I can't tell you. I'm sure that lots of folks have memories of hearing some life-changing piece of music. Well, that was for me. Kilby played the auto harp left-handed, and he could play single strings without having the chord bars down. He also had this device of approximating slurs, which are so popular in Southern music.
Now, when you say slurs, do you mean like slides, blues-type figures, blues-type sounds?
Absolutely. By having the bar up and playing some of the strings open, you can approximate some of those slides and slurs that really give the feeling of Southern music.
Kilby Snow did that on May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. Continuing his quest, Mike Seeger ran into a young auto harp player named Kenneth Benfield at a fiddler's convention in North Carolina. Not long after, Mike recorded Kenneth and his father, Nariah, at their home.
Kenneth and Nariah used it for instrumental music, just as somebody would have used a fiddle or a banjo. Everything from sentimental songs from the late 19th century up to whatever they would hear on the radio.
Here are the father and son, Nariah and Kenneth Benfield, playing Weeping Willow Tree. Mike Seeger told me he met quite a few other players over the years, and he wishes he'd recorded more of them, but he's glad he got to the people he did. He said they were strong musicians. They dug in, is the way he put it. They took an instrument that most people used for accompaniment and brought it straight out front.
It was good music on its own. It was a significant corner of Southern traditional music. I don't know of a single recording in the Library of Congress archives of auto harp melody playing, other than the ones I've made.
Mike Seeger recorded enough auto harp music to put out an LP in 1961. What he couldn't fit on the LP sat on a shelf in his music room for 45 years. Now a lot of it is on the new CD. This collection, called Masters of Old-Time Country Auto Harp, clued a lot of people in to the fact that the auto harp could be more than a folk music joke or a gadget. And it made some musicians feel free to try new things, which they did. There's a whole world of auto harp players out there today, doing everything from schlocky folk music to jazz to sturdy old-time tunes. But that's another story. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown.
You can hear more music from the Masters of Old-Time Country Auto Harp and see photos of them at npr.org.